Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Day moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Day scores. Humphrey moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley bunts towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. Humphrey scores. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Expos. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Humphrey for a passed ball. May moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Humphrey for a passed ball. May moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson strikes out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger takes first base on ball four. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzger moves to second. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Metzger moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson is hit by the pitch. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive towards short. Foley catches it and throws to first to double up Watson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Foley steals second. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Miller pinch hits for Larry Dierker. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. George Culver now pitching. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Day strikes out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Humphrey strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Watson hits a line drive towards first. Jorgensen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Edwards and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Bob Stinson pinch hits for George Culver. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Singleton. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Singleton steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. It's 5-0, Expos. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Humphrey strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bobby Wine now playing third base. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-3 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Expos. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Watson takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunt bunts towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt for the out. Torres moves to second. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wine fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Jim York. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.